Hello and welcome to the November 22 edition of the Kirkgate Messenger, the monthly magazine produced by Kirkgate Church in Saltcoats. Our apologies for not having an audiobook edition produced last month. There was simply not enough free time to compile and edit it all. However, this month there's lots to hear about of things and events happening in the church. Our readers this month are myself, Stuart McMahon, Andrew Bruce, Fiona Liddell, and Evelyn Green. Message from the Manse by Nigel Chicania. The past few months have been challenging and in some ways sad, as we have lost a number of our senior and long-standing members. Although we view death as the beginning of a new life with Christ, we sometimes are left asking questions like, why now? And perhaps wishing that we were given more time with our loved ones. As I engaged with the different close family members of these people, I was struck with the question of whether we take to heart what it means to be members of the church. I then felt challenged as I read an article on Stevenson Highkirk's website entitled The Requirements and Responsibilities of Church Membership. I will be teaching and engaging people who want to join the church, but I thought it might be helpful to pen down some thoughts on the subject. I have no doubt that most of you count it a joy to serve with others within our church. At the heart of our involvement, we must understand that we have received Christ as our Saviour. Therefore, we need to vow to fellowship with others regularly and be willing to contribute to something within the body of Christ. The first challenge for us all is to be sure we are in the local community of believers and that we are willing to contribute to the spiritual growth of all within the congregation. One may ask, how do you become a member of the congregation anyway? The Church of Scotland allows for at least one of the following ways. Firstly, by membership by profession of faith. This is someone coming to the church already having been baptised and who, after inquiring on membership, would profess their own faith before the congregation and make vows to be involved in the life of the congregation. Secondly, membership by certificate of transfer. This is where someone who has already been a member of the Church of Scotland somewhere else and comes to join from another location or town. Such a person is brought into the congregation by a transfer of membership. And thirdly, membership by resolution of the Kirk Session. This is when a member of the Church of Scotland is wishing to join from another congregation but is unable to provide a transfer certificate, or who may be joining the church from another denomination or in other valid circumstances. There are a number of reasons why everyone needs to recommit themselves and be encouraged to take church membership seriously. Please take time to support the ministry of your church. Some of you may ask, how do we do this? In the Gospels, Jesus has this to say, "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Mark 10, verses 43 to 45. We need to use our gifts and talents in the church. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. We need to build up the body of Christ as we are equipped in preparation for God's works of service in the world. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And we need to continue to develop a servant heart and mindset. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 and 7. It is our responsibility to serve together with Christ in his mission. You may remember the Great Commission when Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Matthew 28:19-20a. It is part of our mandate to pray for the outreach to unbelievers. That's in Matthew 9, chapter 8, verse 38. I wonder how many of us take the time to invite the unchurched to attend our services. Luke 14, verse 23. And as members of the church, we need to take part in warmly welcoming those who visit our church. During my recent holiday, I attended different services, and in one instance, there was no welcoming team, and we felt out of place. Paul puts it well in one of his letters. Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. Romans 15, verse 7. As a church, we need to share the responsibility and the burdens of the church. In the early church, in Acts, we read, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, and to the fellowship, and to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together. That's from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 and 44 to 46. Therefore, church attendance needs to be taken seriously. In Hebrews, we are encouraged, let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. Hebrews 10, verse 25. By living a godly life, we encourage others to want to have the Christ we have. Paul's encouragement is to be taken to heart when he says, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. And it goes without saying that as long as we receive so much from God, we are encouraged to give more. Give time, gifts, talents, you name it. Each person should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. Last but not least, we need to constantly seek the unity and peace within our church and the body of Christ. In John's Gospel, we are reminded of how to live with each other by Christ himself. By this will, all men know you are my disciples if you love one another. John 13, verse 35. In another place, Paul encourages unity and peace, saying, so let us concentrate on the things which make for harmony and on the growth of our fellowship together. Romans 14, verse 19. Someone may ask, how can I promote and encourage peace and unity? Well, in the first instance, we do that by acting in love towards other members and non-members. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Secondly, we need to refuse to gossip about other members or people. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. Ephesians 4, verse 29. And lastly, we need to support our leadership. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. Hebrews 13, verse 17. So having said all these things, I turn to you with a few reflective questions. Do you want to be involved in the activities of the church? Then please speak to the session clerk or to me. There is so much to be done here, such as reading the Bible publicly in a church, praying in church, testimonies in the church, or serving tea. Can you play an instrument? Or can you serve in the Sunday school? Can you deliver flowers? Or maybe you can help with media technology, hospitality, door duties and the welcoming team, or serving at Chana, attending the Bible study, leading or joining the prayer group, cleaning in the church, all just to mention a few of the things required. What else can you do? we can train you or we can equip you for some or all of these tasks. Yours, Nigel Chicania.
Church Register. In my Father's house are many mansions. 27th of September, Mr. William Robertson, Eglinton Court, Salcotes. These are funerals. 20th of October, Miss Elsie Wilson, Caledonia Road, Salcotes. 26th of October, Mr. Gord McMahon, Kennedy Road, Salcotes. And on the 1st of November, Mrs. Matilda Bell, Abbotsford Care Home, Ardrossan. Now, a message from the editor. The next deadline date for contributions is the 27th of November, at the very latest, please, and your article should include any dates or events through to 12th of February 2023. January is the time when we update our advertisers, so if you know of anyone who has a business and would like to advertise in the magazine, please pass on their details and Stuart will make contact with them. For those registered for the postal magazine, January is also the time to renew payment for that, and further details will be in the December edition. If you're not already on the postal list and wish to receive the magazine by post, just get in touch with either Stuart or myself. The magazine is available online on the church website. Keep up to date with all that's happening within the church on our website and Facebook page. Please keep us informed of any special birthdays, anniversaries, or any other special events that you hear about. Please feel free to email me at elizabeth.mcmahon@talktalk.net or send a written copy if you don't use a computer. This is signed by Elizabeth McMahon, editor. And now the prayer group. We continue to try and meet on the first Sunday of the month. Please send any requests to me before this. This month, the Tear Times reflects on hunger, and I ask you to pray for those countries who are finding it hard to grow, reap and sell produce. The climate changes we constantly hear about has made it difficult for some countries to continue to feed themselves because of floods or droughts, bringing great sadness and distress to many. Some of these circumstances then lead to loss and destruction. Please pray for them daily. That's signed by Margaret Cassidy, the prayer coordinator. Christmas messages. As is our custom now for a few years, for a donation towards the printing costs, we offer you the service of sending your Christmas message to all your friends in the December edition of Kirkgate Messenger. Not only does the church gain from this, but we can all gain in save time and money. If you'd like to take up this offer, please let me know and let me have your message as soon as possible, as the pages take some time to design and so that I also know how much space to allocate. Signed by Elizabeth McMahon.
Kirkgate family, keeping connected. The church is wherever God's people are seeking to reach out and touch folk wherever they are. The Pastoral Committee have met regularly to focus on the pastoral care questionnaire responses and organisation of the information received onto a new database. A full pastoral team meeting was held on the 3rd of October. Questionnaire findings were presented and discussed, and team members were allocated names of people requesting phone calls, visits or both. You should be hearing from your assigned pastoral team person very shortly. A sincere thank you to all our pastoral committee and team for their dedication, willingness and efforts to ensure pastoral care is carried out within our Kirkgate family. We plan to meet with Nigel, our minister, in the near future, and we are in regular contact with him over pastoral issues. Please do not hesitate to contact us if, when there is a need, contact names and numbers are listed below. Every blessing. Evelyn Green, coordinator on all the pastoral committee team and Nigel, our minister. Pastoral care contacts. The pastoral team are working very hard behind the scenes. Please keep the team up to date with information about people who need pastoral care or support at this difficult time for everyone. Please don't assume they already know. They would rather hear several times over than not at all. The main contacts for pastoral care are Mrs. Moira Cooper, 01294468851. Mrs. Jean Hay, 01294469986. Mrs. Evelyn Green, 01294469706, and Mrs. Jennifer Fox, 01294465947. Keeping in touch with Kirkgate. Sunday midweek services. Our Sunday service is held at 10:45 a.m. and is also available online live via YouTube. Just search for Kirkgate Parish Church with a recording available shortly afterwards on our website at www.kirkgatechurch.org.uk. Twilo phone service 01294 444201, and podcasting channels. The midweek Thursday service continues at 10:30 a.m. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel for free to get alerts on any new content. YouTube are rolling out handles for channels. This should mean that we can use the church name in the YouTube web address as opposed to the random letters and numbers currently used. More info next month. Twilo phone service. Please remind anyone who maybe doesn't have access to the internet that our Twilo phone service 01294 444201 is available to them, where you can listen to the weekly service and an audiobook version of the messenger. Audio versions of the service and magazines are also available via Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Digital and printed copies of the Kirkgate Messenger. If you would like to receive the Kirkgate Messenger by email, then please send an email to messenger@kirkgatechurch.org.uk and we'll add you into the mailing list for the next edition. If you know of any member who would like to receive a printed copy of the Kirkgate Messenger, we are asking for a small donation towards the postage, £1 per issue. Contact the editor to be added to the mailing list. Thank you.
Prayer page. The Majesty of God. Contributed by Alison Buick. Almighty and most wonderful God, unsearchable and inexhaustible, greater than we can ever imagine, higher than our highest thoughts, enthroned in glory and splendour, we come to give you our worship, to offer our praise and to make our confession. Recognising that your ways are not our ways and your thoughts are not our thoughts, Lord, have mercy on us. Forgive us our misplaced pride and arrogance. We have been full of our own importance, preferring our ways to yours. Imagining we know all there is to know about you, trusting in our own wisdom instead of your guidance, setting ourselves up in your place. But your ways are not our ways, and your thoughts are not our thoughts. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our narrow vision and closed minds. We have tied you down to our own understanding, closing our hearts to anything which challenges our restricted horizons, losing sight of your greatness, failing to listen to your voice or the voice of others, refusing to accept that others besides ourselves have insights to share. But your ways are not our ways, and your thoughts are not our thoughts. Lord, have mercy upon us. Almighty and most wonderful God, remind us that you have always more to say, more to reveal and more to do. Open our eyes, our minds and our hearts to who and what you are. Remind us that your ways are not our ways and your thoughts are not our thoughts. Lord, have mercy on us. And so fill us with awe and wonder, joy and thanksgiving, praise and worship, now and forevermore. Amen.
A tribute to Gordon McMahon, who died on the 10th of October 2022. The following is a summary of the tribute read out at the funeral service in Kirkgate on Wednesday the 26th of October. Gordon Miller McMahon was born on the 28th of August 1938, the only son to Margaret and Alexander Sandy McMahon in Helensburgh. He was baptised in Helensburgh Old Parish Church before moving to the island of Barra for some of his early childhood, as his father was working there as a post office engineer during the war to man the radio station. The family left Barra in 1949 to settle in Salkirds. He attended primary school in Helensburgh and Barra before going on to secondary school at Ardrossan Academy. Gordon had a keen interest in sports, which ranged from attending matches at Kilmarnock FC, small bore rifle shooting, and even playing Sabutio football games. He also joined the Boys' Brigade in Erskine Church, Salkirds, what is now the current Kirkgate Church. Through a group of friends, he met Elizabeth in 1960, and during the first years of courtship, he persuaded Elizabeth to attend a youth fellowship group in the church. And finally, in 1966, they got married in St Cuthbert's Church in Salkirds and moved into their one and only home in Kennedy Road, Salkirds, some 56 years ago. Stuart came along in 1968 and was their only child. Gordon left school aged 16 and secured a place as a trainee bank clerk with the Royal Bank of Scotland in Ardrossan. He was employed by the bank for almost 40 years, working his way up to become an assistant manager. However, the church was an important part of Gordon's life. He was elected to the board of management at Erskine Church in the early 60s and fulfilled the post of treasurer twice and session clerk. He was ordained an elder in 1975 and served on several vacancy committees. He was active in helping out with the church magazine in the days before computers. He would set up an old-fashioned typewriter and with his one finger carefully type onto a stencil, which was then loaded onto an old Gestetner duplicating machine. Whilst he never quite got the hang of computer technology used for the magazine in recent years, he continued to proofread it, picking up most of the errors. He was supportive of many fundraising and social events and remained a faithful church servant until recent times. After his retirement from the bank, Elizabeth taught him how to cook and how to operate the washing machine, whilst he enjoyed the outdoor bowling in his spare time, winning several trophies over the years. Gordon and Elizabeth joined and enjoyed many holidays, particularly up to the Black Isle near Inverness and to Tenerife, where they went to the same hotel for 16 years, and they celebrated their golden wedding anniversary in 2016. After his illness in 2020, sadly, Gordon's mobility decreased. Once a ramp was built to enable access in and out of the house, a wheelchair accessible vehicle was then purchased, which allowed him to get out and ahead again, out and about again. From having an ice cream sitting in down in the Galway Burn to being delighted at returning to the newly refurbished Kirkgate to great applause, the place he loved so much over his many years of service. Gordon's health took a turn for the worse over the past couple of months, which ultimately saw him admitted to hospital. Despite several glimmers of hope for improvement, he was unable to regain his strength and sadly passed away at Woodland View Esher Central Hospital in Irvine on the 10th of October. He is survived by his wife Elizabeth and son Stuart, and granddaughter Cara and her husband Thomas, and his great-granddaughter Darcy. We also remember Stuart's late wife Jennifer, Elizabeth's sister and brother-in-law, Joan and Robert Murray, and all of Gordon's extended family in Scotland, England and Australia. Whilst this description was recently used at his dear friend Alistair Cahoud's funeral, it's equally applicable to Gordon. He was indeed another Christian gentleman who will be sadly missed.
What's on in Kirkgate, October and November? Regular weekly meetings, Sunday, 10:45 a.m, morning worship, Sunday school. Monday, 2 p.m, the Guild, alternate weeks. Tuesday, 1 o'clock to 3 p.m, craft team. Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m, Bible study. Thursday, 10 a.m, meditation and movement. Thursday, 10:30 a.m, midweek service. Thursday, 2:30 and 7:30 p.m, Country Dance Club, alternate weeks. Friday, 12:30 to 2 p.m, Care and Share Lunch. Monthly meetings. Prayer meeting, first Sunday of month after morning worship. November. Thursday the 10th, 7 p.m. Note earlier time, Kirk Session. 7:30 p.m, Country Dance Club, live music with Billy Gray. Saturday the 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, craft fair. Sunday the 13th, 10:45 a.m, service of remembrance. Thursday the 24th, 10:30 a.m, midweek service, sacrament of Holy Communion. Saturday 26th of evening, access for community Christmas carnival. Sunday the 27th, 10:45 a.m, first in Advent. Morning worship, sacrament of Holy Communion, retiring collection, Erskine Hospital. 2 p.m, Saulcoats Community Christmas Carnival with Santa's Grotto. Wednesday the 30th, 2 p.m, musical memories with a St. Andrew's Day theme. December. Friday the 2nd, 2 p.m, Girls Together, North Ayrshire Advent Service. Friday the 2nd, 6:30 p.m, to 8 p.m, hall open for Christmas fair donations. Saturday the 3rd, 11 to 2, Kirkgate Christmas fair. Sunday the 4th, 10:45 a.m, second in Advent, morning worship and prayer group. Saturday the 10th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m, Christmas tree festival. Sunday the 11th, 10:45 a.m, third in Advent, morning worship, gift service for night before Christmas. Sunday the 25th, 11 a.m, Reverend Nigel Chicania. No service in Kirkgate. Invitation to celebrate Christmas Day in the North Parish Church together with their congregation. 2023, Sunday, 1st of January, 10:45 a.m, no service in North Parish. North Parish congregation invited to join with us in Kirkgate to celebrate the new year.
Fundraising events. There are 1, 2, 3 posters and a notice to read. The first one is for the craft fair at Kirkgate Parish Church, Saulcoats. It's a poster, handcrafted gifts, Saturday the 12th of November, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. A wide variety of goods. The next one is Kirkgate Church, Chapel Well Street, Saulcoats, Christmas Tree Festival. Saturday the 10th of December, from 10 a.m. and finishing with a shopper's carol service at 3 p.m. Admission free, tea and coffee, donations welcomed. Help required. We're looking for people to decorate a tree for our Christmas Tree Festival. If you'd like to help or want more information, please contact Jean Hay on 01294 469 986. The next poster is our Drossin and Salcoats Kirkgate Parish Church, Chapel Well Street, Salcoats, Christmas Fair, Saturday the 3rd of December, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. All the usual stalls, home bakery, sweets, jewellery, accessories, toys, jigsaws, soft goods, books, bottle stall, bric-a-brac, handmade cards and tea room. The admission, tea tickets, adults £2.50, children £1, roll and sausage extra £1.50. Stalls only 50p. Beside that, there is a notice. At Kirkgate Christmas Fair, we are having all the usual stalls. Tea room, quizzes, sorry, no white elephant stall. Should you wish to contribute to the fair in a monetary way, please mark your envelope Christmas Fair and you can hand it in to someone or put it in the plate on a Sunday. The hall will be open on Friday the 2nd of December, 6:30 to 8 p.m. for your donations or call any office bearer, see page 18, should you require something uplifted. Elizabeth's Howie's two quizzes are now on sale and can be found in the hallway. Please take some to sell to your friends. Fiona is looking for unwanted jewellery and suitable spare boxes. Finally, and most importantly, please do try to support this fundraising event. Come along and browse the stalls. Enjoy the social atmosphere that can be found over the cup of tea and cake, or enjoy your lunch with a roll and sausage. All very good value. We look forward to welcoming you.
Treasurer's report. Balance as at 14th of October, balances were as follows. General account £9,964, fabric account £17,759, Nockland bequest £6,301, session discretionary fund £524, session benevolent fund £225, cottage account £4,534, and the minister's benevolent fund £3,212, Mrs. Reed fund £256, Augment Fund £346, Mrs. Evans' bequest £1,000, Mrs. Lockie's bequest £500. The amount collected by standing order cheques and collection for the period was as follows. Standing order and cheques in September £2,604, and in the plate in September, the open plate, 1,326. Funds held by Edinburgh General Trustees Revenue Fund, £1.97. Consolidated Fabric Fund, £62,922.64. Market value, £97,832.10. Investors Trust, Noxland Fund, £16,997.04. Market value, £19,319.04. Thanks are again due to the Country Dance Group for their continued support. It's much appreciated. Church Quiz raised a fantastic £408.40. Many thanks to the organisers and participants. Similarly, the fashion show was a great success, raising in excess of £800. Which includes money from ongoing sales. Thanks again to all involved. I think there's still time to update your wardrobe. I'm delighted to say that we have received our gift aid payment of £10,705.31. This amount is not included in the above figures. This is clearly a hugely important part of our yearly income, and thanks are due to George Armstrong for dealing with this. General expenditure recently has been unexceptional, and in fabric terms, roughly £1,500 has been spent and white goods and essential maintenance for the manse. Yet again, I can only restate what I have said previously. I'm fully aware of people's concerns for the future personal bills and current levels of inflation affecting their personal finances. But we have to acknowledge that these economic issues affect the church as well. I would ask you to give some thought to increasing your giving as soon as you feel able to do so. Thank you. John Stewart, Treasurer. Now, the Thursday service. I'm sure you are aware that about 20 people come along on a Thursday to the service. We have tea and fellowship after the service, and it's nice for people to sit and get together for half an hour or so. We'd be pleased to see more people on a Thursday, and even if you thought you would like to help with the service, this would be very much appreciated. We have half a dozen people on a rota, but would like to see this extended to other elders and members of the congregation. So why not come along and see what Thursday morning services is about and join the team. Thanks, Margaret Cassidy.
Kirk Session. We were due to meet on Thursday the 8th of September, but deemed this to be inappropriate in the light of the Queen's death. We had a short time of prayer together, and it was arranged that we would meet on Thursday the 29th of September. Unfortunately, Nigel was unwell on that date, but he was able to arrange for Reverend Evaristo Mazedster to act as moderator for our meeting. There are a lot of important dates coming up. We agreed to send a donation to Poppy Scotland in lieu of a wreath for Remembrance Sunday, 13th of November, and also to participate in the Light Up Bed campaign for Remembrance. So you can look forward to seeing the red lights illuminating the church, as well as poppies adorning the railings. Communion will be celebrated at our services on Thursday the 24th and Sunday the 27th of November, when our retiring offering will be in aid of Erskine Hospital. On Sunday the 27th of November, we are opening our premises in the afternoon for Santa's Grotto, which is a community-run event. You may remember that we did this before COVID, and it was a great success. If you are free that afternoon, your help would be appreciated. Doors will open at 1:30, and the last entry will be at 3:30. We are delighted that our Christmas fair will take place this year, and that will be on Saturday the 3rd of December. The craft team are also organising a craft fair in the sanctuary on Saturday the 12th of November. It is hoped to have a variety of stalls in addition to the usual great choice of Christmas cards, and also to serve tea and coffee in the large hall. And there will be a Christmas tree festival too on Saturday 10th of December. More details to follow. Our Christmas gift service will be held on Sunday the 11th of December, and we have decided that our gifts should once again go to Night Before Christmas campaign. They provide gifts for children and the homeless at Christmas. Gifts should be brought unwrapped to the service on that date, please. The congregation of the North Parish Church have invited us to join them on Christmas Day for worship, and again, there will be more details later. Nigel has started a Bible study group in the church on Wednesday evenings from 7 until 8. Some of our friends from Park Church will be joining us, and I would encourage you to come along and give it a try. It has been great to see increasing numbers attending our services Sunday by Sunday, and it is my earnest prayer that many more will return to us in the next few weeks. If you know someone who hasn't been for a while, please consider inviting them along. Sometimes a word of encouragement is all that is needed. Vivian Bruce, Session Clerk. Church Halls Cleaning. Just an update on the current situation, re-hall cleaning. As we now have no paid cleaner, Maureen Hunter, Mary and myself clean the halls on a weekly basis. It would be helpful if individuals, organisations, using the halls, leave the premises as tidy as possible and put away chairs, tables when appropriate. Clearly, we want to see our halls used as much as possible and kept as tidy as possible. I am investigating the purchase of a second-hand standalone cupboard to store the consumables, toilet rolls, etc., which currently make the annex a bit untidy. Thanks for your help and cooperation. John Stewart.
Musical Memories. Our October gathering was just a little quieter than usual, but I have to say that the singing was still first class. We had a guest, Ronnie, join us for part of the second half and entertained the audience with some beautiful classic guitar music. The November meeting will fall exactly on St Andrew's Day, 30th of November, and we hope to have lots of Scottish music to get your toes tapping. Feel free to wear a wee bit of tartan. Your friend, Mary. Property report. The manse. The repairs had been carried out on the decking, etc. That was required, but when the joiner was there, he was asked to look at the dampness in the bedroom wall, and he arranged for someone from Ayr to call and drill holes in the wall and then put in a camera to see what was happening. There was an issue, and at the time of writing, we are awaiting the report with the quote for the work to be undertaken to solve this issue. A new fridge freezer has been purchased. Church. We require some of the guttering to be replaced and some of the slates need replacing, so I have contacted the roofer to attend to these urgently, as the leak from the guttering at the side door is bad when the rain is really heavy. Pamela Martin is arranging for the railings and front door to be painted, but the weather is hindering this work. Margaret Cassidy, Property Convener. Harvest Thanksgiving. We celebrated Harvest Thanksgiving on Sunday the 23rd of October, and thanks must go to the unknown flower arrangers who decorated the church so beautifully. The reason I say unknown is that Chrissy was away, so she had made arrangements with the craft team. But unfortunately, some of them succumbed to COVID. So whoever was left worked their magic to make sure we had nice displays to enhance the church. The retiring collection raised £330 and sent to the Argyll Community Shop, and you can read about their work elsewhere in the magazine.
Blythswood Shoebox Appeal 2022. Another wonderful effort by everyone this year for the Blythswood Christmas Shoebox Appeal, with the final total being 248 filled shoeboxes. The ladies were busy straight away from mid-September, packing a mountain of donations. Lots of lovely knitted goods, toiletries, socks, scarves and toys, etc., along with generous donations of money to purchase items to complete the boxes. By the time you read this, or hear it online, the boxes will have been dedicated on Sunday the 30th of October and collected the following week when they were taken to the hub at Irvine Fullerton Church, where they undergo a check before their onward journey this year to Moldova in time for Christmas. Knowing that we participate in this, St Peter's and Chains Knitting Group also donated some knitting, mostly adult scarves and a few toiletries, all of which were packed and uplifted. So very many thanks to all who knitted and shopped, and especially to all the ladies who packed the boxes. A huge thank you to all of you. P.S. If you collect any shoeboxes over the coming year, it would be appreciated if you could keep them and store them until the 23 appeal gets underway, when we'll do it all over again for this worthwhile charity who bring happiness to those less fortunate than ourselves. The Fundraising Committee. About 70 ladies attended a fashion show in the church. They were given the choice of wine or a soft drink on entry and a packet of crisps. The models all did very well and have to be congratulated considering they were not professionals. There are several photographs on the page, and the models were our own Alison O'Neill, Christine McFarlane, Christine Ewing, Eunice McInnes and Jean Rainey. The dressing room donated a voucher as the main prize in the raffle, which was won by Vivian Bruce. A good night was had by all, and the wonderful total of £590.60 was raised on the night, and with the added bonus of shop sales, it is now in excess of £800. Well done to everyone.
The Guild. On Monday 24th of October, we had a most enjoyable afternoon stretching our aching joints with Pilates exercises when Ruth McMartin, one of our own Guild members, very capably guided us through each step. Dates for your diary. November the 7th, Malawi trip with Guild delegation, Helen Hawthorne. 21st, demonstration by the Kirkgate craft team. December the 2nd, Guilds Together North Ayrshire Advent Service in Kirkgate at 2 p.m. December the 5th, carols and readings, and bring along a gift to the value of £5. Please try to come along and join us. A warm welcome awaits you, along with a cup of tea. Stamp appeal. Remember, please, to continue to save your used stamps, especially with Christmas mail soon to be arriving. If you can leave a small border around them, that would be great. You can leave them on the table in the hallway and someone will pick them up. They are a valuable source of income and at no extra cost to yourself. Presbytery report. On 1st of October, I had the privilege of going along to see Reverend Brian Henry from St Leonard's Church in Ayr being installed as moderator of the new Presbytery of South West Scotland. Brian was born and bred in Ayr and served his probationary year in Kincaid's Church in Prestwick, where he was ordained in 1992. He moved to Hoyoke Wilton with Teviothead in the Presbytery of Jedburgh. Brian has served in Falkirk, Perth, Buchan, Maybole, and in 2015 was inducted into St Leonard's and was pleased to be back in his home area. He is married to Yvonne and has one daughter called Chloe. The new presbytery clerk is Mrs Christine Murray. As you will be aware, there are 6 presbytery plans ongoing and none of these are complete yet, as appeals etc. are being worked on. So when they are completed, the full presbytery plan will go ahead. The presbytery will only meet 5 times a year, twice physically and the other 3 times over Zoom. The next meeting is on December the 5th, 2022. Margaret Cassidy, Presbytery Elder.
Care and share. Are you like me and feel the weeks are just flying by? The nights are drawing in and the clocks have turned back. I hope you enjoyed the extra hour in bed. Hot soup, a filled roll and tasty dessert are comforting in the winter months. And all of this signals the coming festive season, when we celebrate the birth of Jesus and remember his guidance on caring for others, particularly those less fortunate than ourselves. We are planning our annual Christmas lunch, which will take place on the 16th of December at 12:30. All of the volunteers will be on duty that day to prepare, serve and partake of the meal with our friends who come on Fridays. There will be a special menu, entertainment and of course Santa and an elf bearing gifts. You are welcome to come along and share this celebration with us. Maybe you will offer to help with the washing up too. This is always a great fun event in our calendar, enjoyed by all who come. With love and grateful thanks for your ongoing support, Pam Martin. Argyll Community Shop. The harvest collection for the Argyll Community Shop is £330 at the moment. Another generous donation from all of you. The Argyll Community Shop, which is based in Argyll Community Centre Saltcoats, has been operating since November 2021 and is committed to helping the local community of Saltcoats. The shop gives residents the opportunity to make their money go further by giving them access to good food at a lower cost, with its aim being to create a community for the community and run by the community. The shop is currently run by 6 volunteers and is open every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. It aims to provide good quality produce, which helps to enhance residents' diets and reduce the worry of food poverty and hunger. Given the shop is run by volunteers, it solely relies on external funding and donations. If you are looking for more information or to register, then please get in touch on 07856 966 900. Free will offering envelopes. Envelopes for next year will be available in the middle of December. During lockdown, some of the congregation contributed to the church by cheque or standing order in place of their envelopes and are continuing to do this, for which we are grateful. Contributions in any form are gratefully accepted. With prices rising everywhere, so too is the cost of the envelopes, and we would greatly appreciate if members who no longer wish to use the envelopes for any reason would kindly let me or any of the finance committee know. Similarly, anyone wishing to start using the envelopes can contact me on 468851 or 07429 322770, or email moiracooper98@gmail.com, all lowercase. Thank you. Blessings, Moira Cooper. The craft team. The group have been very busy and happy to be meeting again on Tuesdays from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Anyone interested in joining or just popping in to see what we do will be very welcome. There's always a cup of tea going. We've been wondering how many cards we've made since we ordered the first, made by Kirkgate Craft Team, labels on the 3rd of December 2013. Checking back the records, we bought 14,000 labels. Quite an unbelievable amount of cards, but for a very worthwhile cause. We've now got a good stock of Christmas cards ready, but instead of our Christmas coffee and card sale, we will have a stall at the craft fair in the church on Saturday the 12th of November, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. We look forward to seeing all our regular customers and hopefully new ones as well.
Blythewood Shoebox Appeal 2022. Another wonderful effort by everyone this year for the Blythewood Christmas Shoebox Appeal, the total being 248 filled boxes. The ladies were busy straight away from mid-September, packing a mountain of donations. Lots of lovely knitted goods, toiletries, socks, scarves, toys, etc., along with generous donations of money to purchase items to complete the boxes. By the time you read this, the boxes will have been dedicated on Sunday, 30th of October, and collected the following week when they were taken to the hub at Urban Fullerton Church, where they undergo check before their onward journey to Moldova in time for Christmas. Knowing that we participate in this, St. Peter and Chain's knitting group donated some knitting, mostly adult scarves and a few toiletries, all of which were packed and uplifted. So very many thanks to all who knitted and shopped, and especially to the ladies who packed the boxes. A huge thank you to you all. And P.S. If you collect any shoeboxes over the coming year, it would be appreciated if you could keep and store them until the 2023 appeal gets on the way, when we'll do it all over again for this worthwhile charity who bring much happiness to those less fortunate than ourselves. Now, the fundraising committee. About 70 ladies attended the fashion show which was held in the church. You were given a choice of wine or soft drink on entry and a packet of crisps. The models all did very well and have to be congratulated, considering they were not professionals. As you can see from the photos, they were our own Alison O'Neill, Christine McFarlane, Christine Ewing, Eunice McInnes and Jean Rainey. The dressing room donated a voucher as the main prize in the raffle, which was won by Vivian Bruce. A good night was had by all, and the wonderful fund total of £590.60 was raised on the night. And with the aid of bonus of shop sales, it's now in excess of £800. And now the rota page. A Sunday door duty and county rota, November-December 2022. 6th of November, J. Stewart, P. Martin, S. McCulloch. 13th November, M. Cooper, B. McWilliam, B. McCracken. 20th of November, E. McInnes, G. Armstrong, P. Armstrong. 27th, J. Rainey, F. Little, and J. Hay. 4th of December, V. Bruce, M. Hunter, E. Howey. 11th of December, M. Cassidy, D. McLeod, F. Wright. And the 18th of December, J. Stewart, P. Martin, S. McCulloch. 25th of December, no door duty required because it will be a joint service in North Parish Church. In 2023, in January, the 1st will be E. McInnes, G. Armstrong and P. Armstrong. Church flowers in November, December 22, 6th, donated by A. Buick, delivered by D. McLeod. 13th of November is vacant, and delivery is B. McCracken. 20th of November, donated by S. McCulloch, and delivery P. Armstrong. 27th of November, vacant, and delivered by J. Hay. 4th of December, donated by J. Fox, and delivered by C. Ewing. 11th of December, donated by E. Frew, and delivered by E. McInnes. 18th of December, donated by Anne Aitken, delivered by D. McLeod. And 25th of December, poinsettias and no delivery required. 1st of January, donated by C. Bailey and delivered by M. Cassidy. There are still a few dates available for contributing the church flowers or for delivering them afterwards. Please speak to Chrissy Bailey for more information. And now Remembrance Day. Remembrance Day, Friday the 11th of November, Poppy Scotland Appeal 2022. Every poppy makes a difference to the lives of our armed forces community. It provides support for current and former members of the armed forces as well as their families. This support and recognition of their sacrifices and service is holistic and bespoke, never cookie cutter. We have helped countless men, women and families with issues linked to their time in the armed forces or with the struggles adjusting from military to civilian life. We even help with needs that have arisen long after someone has left the armed forces. Whenever, wherever support is needed, we are there. And now a poem. In Flanders Fields by John McCrae. In Flanders Fields the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly. Scarce heard amid the guns below, we are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt, dawn, saw, sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Field. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw. The torch be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Field.
Letters of appreciation. Thank you for the church flowers and all the cards I received at my birthday in October. They were most appreciated and lasted over 2 weeks. Solveig McCulloch. This is a very warm thank you to the whole Kirkgate family. The flowers, the cards, the phone calls have been wonderful to keep me going after Fred's death. When I managed back to Sunday worship, the warmth of the welcome was lovely. God bless, Isabel Passway. My heartfelt thanks for the beautiful bouquet of roses I received from the church on Sunday the 4th of September, which also marked a year since the loss of my daughter Fiona. The love, thoughts and prayers of all my church friends mean so much to me, Margot Curtis. When a loved one passes away, it is often said, there are no words to express, etc. We would like to say two words. Thank you. Thank you for all the love and support that has been shown by so many from Kirkgate following Elsie's passing. Flowers, prayers, cards, visits, calls, gentle nods and waves from our friends in Kirkgate. Our pastoral care team and our minister have been and still are very much welcomed and very much appreciated during this difficult time. We have been grateful to know that we have not been alone in our loss. So to everyone, thank you. Campbell Wilson and family. I would like to thank you all for the beautiful flowers I received recently. They were very much appreciated. Anna Donnan. Thank you for the beautiful autumn-coloured bouquet of flowers received from the church on occasion of my 90th birthday, which I celebrated in October. Lex MacDonald. Thank you to the church for the flowers sent to me on my birthday. They were really lovely. Kay Montgomery. I have been overwhelmed with the concern and kindness of the members of Kirkgate to Nigel and Saviour, Vivian and the Kirk Session, Pastoral Care Group, and all the members who lovingly showed their concern for me through cards, calls, emails and texts. I was truly touched. Many thanks for the lovely church flowers which brightened my day and many days thereafter. We are truly blessed in having a fellowship that does genuinely care for the welfare of its members and all who enter its doors. Every blessing, Mima McSwan. Stuart and I would like to thank everyone at Kirkgate and other churches for their prayers, cards, flowers, visit, and all the thoughtful gestures shown to us on the sad loss of Gordon, my husband and Stuart's dad. Your kindness had meant such a lot to us at this sad and difficult time. Our thanks also to Nigel for his comforting services and the pastoral care team for their continual concern. Colleen, who played the church organ, and Martin, who played at the crematorium for us, both deserve a huge thanks, as does Chrissy, who arranged the church flowers and all those involved in making sure our church was warm and welcoming for all who came along to support us. Gordon was a friend to many, which was obvious by your support at the church and crematorium. Your generosity raised £470 for North Ayrshire Cancer Care, for which we thank you very much. God bless Elizabeth and Stuart McMahon. Sunday School Christmas Project. The Sunday School have been making Christmas things to sell at the craft fair in aid of a church in Africa who are hosting a community Christmas party. They hope to have a recipe book printed in time to help with the fundraising. As we go to print, there are no further details.
Well, that's everything for this month. Thanks to our readers and thank you for listening. We'll be back at the start of December with the next edition in the run-up to Christmas.